Okay, hold on. Hi guys, it's me. All right, look, check it. I'm up here talking with my homie. Oh, I'm just gonna just flow because I'm up here. We're talking about some shit. Okay, all right, cool. It's my podcast. Yeah. So anyway, like I was saying, what we do is when I went to Tallahassee, I got sick. I was up there with Maria. Remember Maria, right? Mm-hmm. I was up there with her. Because she asked me to move in with her, and I did. And we both got sick. I got sickle cell, and that's when she found out she had lupus. Mm-hmm. So we ended up in the hospital together. She was in one room, I was in the other. But her boyfriend, Teron, was missing. Where the fuck this nigga at? We sick. He was living with us. And we was just pretty much paying all the bills, and he was just lounging off of us. However, I called my mama and let her know that I was in the hospital. I'll be all right when I get out. Everything will be okay. Don't worry about it. Call your daddy. Tell him. I called my daddy, but my daddy like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And you always sick and moving right along. Then they give me my pain medicine. I go to sleep. I wake up. It's the next day. Who am I looking at? My mama, my brother, and Jerome, the sex master. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck they even doing here. And she says, all your stuff is in the trunk of the car. They getting ready to discharge you now. We finna take you home.
How many days you was in the hospital?
I'm in the hospital. I don't know how my mama did it, but she did it.
How'd she get in the apartment?
She did it. Mm. And Jerome is going to drive you home. What? Jerome? I did everything I could to move up here and get away from this nigga. And then she gonna bring his ass to bring my ass right back to him. Yep. So, I didn't want to move back in with my mama. I wanted to go in my own place. But I felt like I had failed because I had to go back to my mama's house. So, I said, I'm going to just go live with my daddy. Mm-hmm. I lived with my daddy for a very short period of time because my daddy's a crackhead now. And he got high one day and he started doing that same shit that he used to do when my mama and us used to be there, creeping around the bedroom window, scaring the shit out of people. And he did that, and I ran out the house and jumped in my car. And I noticed that my dad's car was still there. He was supposed to have been at work, but he wasn't. He was creeping around the fucking windows. Mm. And I got scared, so I left. I went to Jerome's house.
Why'd you go to Jerome's house?
I get to Jerome's house, and he tells me Judy had took all his furniture. That same day, his girlfriend, Judy, took all his furniture. And I mean all of it. The only thing she left that nigga with was a fucking cat. I remember we...
A cat?
The and cat.
The furniture?
I know. They had the house decked out. But then that same day, he said, I went to work. And when I came back, my furniture was gone. Everything was gone and she was gone. So me and him sitting on his bare floor, just like, damn, that's some fucked up shit we going through, yo. So what we gonna do is we gonna move in together. That was my biggest mistake right there. Yep. Then I became a sex slave. Lord have mercy. And when I didn't want to have sex, I get locked in the closet. Really? You just gonna drown me out? You see how you gonna disrespect my podcast?
I'm trying to cut it off.
Wait. Why you answer the phone?
It's a 239 number. People call me from all over the place. Naples and all that. I ain't got time for that.
No, you owe some monies for somebody. Yeah, oh, right. you know that the government, they have garnished my wages for student loans?
For real, they do that.
You know what my wages are? My social security disability, they have to garnish my shit.
What?
Yeah. They said that I am not disabled. I must be lying. I'm like, poor people.
So they didn't give you no letter or nothing?
No, they got the letter. It expired. Because it expired, must mean I don't have sickle cell no more. I was like, look, guys, what do I have to do to let y'all know that I have sickle cell? Let's go. Let's give me the paperwork. They said, okay, we'll send you the paperwork. Okay, cool. We can email it to you or we can mail it to you. I said, okay, well, email it to you. You would think email quicker, right?
Yeah.
This bitch says, it's going to be 3 to 5 business days. I'm like, why the fuck does it take 3 to 5 business days for you to email me a piece of fucking paper? Are you really with that shit right now? And then she had the nerve to say, well, when we get the get the paper forms back, it's going to take an extra 60 days for you to... I couldn't do shit, but laugh. I laughed my ass off. She didn't stop talking either. I was loud as fuck. She couldn't. I was laughing. I go like, you with this shit, y'all with this shit. So y'all gonna take my money any fucking way, regardless.
60 days.
I was just laughing, yo, and the bitch would not shut up. She was just talking like she was reading her script. She wasn't trying to hear me. I was just like, man, it's some bullshit. What? Really? Yep, they took my shit. They garnished my shit this month. So, I'm kind of just doing what I do. Laying back. My main bill's paid. I'm good. So, all the playful shit ain't good. My whole goal was I wanted to get a car. So I was getting ready to save some more money, get this car, because now I was making more money, and I didn't have to spend no more money because all the bills that I used to have, I paid them all off. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! So now I can use that extra money and get me a car. No. I be goddamn. My son called, Mama, I can't pay the phone bill. What the fuck you mean you can't pay the phone bill? Okay, how much is the phone bill? Okay, goddamn. So I pays that. Then the next month I save the same thing, and I'm just like, okay, we gonna get the. We have a bill. You have a traffic ticket from 2014, and you owe us $298.
From 2014.
Car. I haven't had a car in over 3 years. What are y'all talking about? What fucking...
You should have fought that shit.
Oh, my gosh. So, I called them, and they sells me. Yep, sure enough. And on top of that, they told me this shit here that really broke the camera back, because I ain't had no weed at the time to be able to level this shit. This motherfucker said, you can't be cussing at me. I said... Bam, does this even sound right? And she's like, no, it don't sound right. Boom, you say, okay, I can't cuss at you, fine. But you got another bill. What? I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What bill I got? She said, you have housing fraud of $2,500 or something like that. And this was back in 2004. I said... You mean to tell me, 2004, this is the year, I do remember this, but I paid all that shit off. Ain't no possible way. I said I paid all that shit off. I paid my restitution. I did all this stuff. I went to jail for this shit, okay? So I know for a fact that I took care of that. That shit been taken care of. What you talking about this coming back to bite me in 2020? That was 2004, bitch. Are you serious?
15 years ago. 16 years ago.
And I'm just like, no, this can't be fucking happening. This can't possibly be fucking happening. What the fuck is going on? I'm like, Why are y'all coming back at me for shit that I done took care of? Oh, I took care of that shit. Because that was the year that... that was the year that the government gave me an extra bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kramer owed back support. Back child support. Okay? And he had the sickle cell, not the sickle cell, but the disability people that give you an extra check for your kid. Mm-hmm. So they owed me back pay for Cremon, 7 years worth of back pay for Cremon. So I got broke off. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? So as soon as I got that check, which is the first thing you think I'm going to do? Because at this point, I'm living with my mama.
Move out.
The first thing I said was, I bought me a car, fresh ass car, purple car, had the boom in the, had the mirror tint. It was thick. Man, that was my baby. You son of a bitch. Okay, but anyway, so I bought me a car, I got me a job, okay? I got me a job. And then I paid off my restitution and everything for the $2,500 that I supposedly had stole. So
from housing.
For housing. And then I got back on housing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I paid my dues. But you try to tell me that it ain't happened? I know I'm not fucking stupid. I know this shit happened. Because the dude that was my probational officer went to jail for fucking around with the
He went to jail.
Yeah, what are we called? If you're a probation officer, the probate. Mm. What we call them?
Probation officer went to jail for fucking around.
Okay,
with
if you're my probational prospect, officer, then what am I?
That's your probation officer.
Anyway, he was fucking around with white girls that he was probation officer over. Okay.
You went to jail for that? You went to jail for that shit?
Well, that's what he was doing. So he got to jail. He went to jail. And I paid my shit off. Fuck you. I paid it off. And if you don't see that, we have a serious problem. Because housing would not let me get back on housing if I still owed them all this damn money. You're going to come on. Mm-mm. Right? And I've been on housing since 2006. I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but people like me need it. You know what I'm saying?
Of
I'm
course. Disabled.
But just the same. So why am I getting, why do I have to, why people come at me 14 years later with shit that, it's so when shit. Janine come visiting out of nowhere, I'm thinking it's the same shit. Okay, so what she got to say about some shit? What she got to say? I'm ready to talk this and get this shit over with. For real. Because, I mean, you know, we've been going back and forth with this dumb shit for the years. We grown now. Let's get it over with. What is the problem? Get this shit out in the open. We ain't talked since I got married. So, what's the deal? But she ain't say nothing and I ain't say nothing. So, that was that.
So, why the fuck she came back?
I don't know. She talked more with my mama than she talked to me. Which is good because I ain't get good vibes from her.
Mm.
But I think she think I owe her something. And I don't owe nobody a goddamn thing. Here's the thing with me. I talked about my brother. My brother, Reese, me and him was talking about some stuff. We were talking about sometimes people will stop dealing with you or be mad at you or some shit because of something that you did, but then you don't know that you did the shit or you was wrong when you did the shit because they didn't tell you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot with me. And like I said, it's usually not what I do to you. It's what I didn't
what
do.
What you didn't do for me.
Yeah, it's what I didn't do for you. Why won't you do that for me? Well, probably because I tried to 40 times before, and you tried me each time, and now I'm just like, ain't doing that shit no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know me, I'm gonna help you as much as I can. But if you keep trying me and trying me afterwards, What I look like helping you? I look like a duck, right?
Over and over, sure. Yeah.
I look like a duck. That's not fair. That's not fair at all. In any way. That is not fair. I should not have to be punished for how you perceive things. I should not have to be punished because of why you do things because you don't like me. I shouldn't be punished because of how you feel about me. I'm not in charge of your feelings. I'm over here living my life. But people will still come at me for no reason. What I don't understand is why. That's what I don't get.
It ain't for you to understand. Don't lose your
brain cells over it.
Yeah. Fuck them. Damn right. You know?
But like I said, niggas don't have that kind of issue. Y'all don't get haters. So. Yeah, you do. Shamel, men don't get haters. Yes. How you get a hater, Shamel?
Yes, we do.
How? How? Name one incident there ever been a
simple,
hater.
Like, a nigga might hate because you got the girl, he didn't. A nigga might hate because you got the nice car, he don't. Or you got the good job with the city or whatever the fuck, he don't. That's how niggas hate. Or a nigga might hate because I'm working here now. I ain't gonna put you on, nigga. Fuck no, I can't put you on. They hate me. Same shit. You feel me? Oh no, I can't hook him up. Why you can't hook him up? Why not? That's just a few examples of how they're gonna have. Are you making more money than me? Oh, hell no, nigga, you gotta slow down.
So, men are more materialistic.
I'm just saying.
If you look, you already see I ain't got shit. I ain't even got no car. You're so, right. What these hoes ain't on?
It's you, it's your perseverance, it's your ambition, your drive. That's what it is. Your desire to keep going.
No. Oh, did I tell you Christian came back?
Christian?
The white girl.
Who's that bitch?
Remember, I told you that the white girl messed with Kramer?
Mm-hmm.
She contacted me on Instagram. And you know what she asked me? Hey, girl, why these hoes come at me like this? You try me, and then you come back years or months or weeks later acting like ain't a goddamn thing happen. Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. Hey, girl, you look good. I see all you doing. Oh, so you've been stalking my page. Bitch, I read everything. You've been stalking my page. I'm analyzing all that shit, yeah. Right? So you looking good. Do you know if they have any places for rent down there? The fuck? Down here? No. Remember, you moved back to New Jersey, New York area. You did that just so you could tell me, oh, by the way, Treece, you do know about me and Creamin', right? Why you wait till your ass move up there to tell me that you was fucking my baby daddy? Is it because you knew that I might have fucked you up because of it? Especially after you would sit in my house and I tell you everything about our situations. That's my fucker right there.
Worst time.
But you've been my best friend, but you've been my friend ever since the 90s. Shit, when I was with this sex master, Jerome. That's how we met. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this is about, because you already get no points because of my son when you tried to fucking molest his ass. So now you want to fuck with my man? This shows me that you have some serious issues with me, and you is not ready to come straight up and address them with me. I need to know, because I remember the days when your mama was drunk, throwing up, She had went into a stupor over her alcoholism.
Who was?
Her mother. She had threw up everywhere, and I sat there. I came out of my whole house, and I go over your house, and I help you clean up all the hidden bottles of liquor that your mama had. I'm helping you. But you sitting up here trying to try me, trying to fuck my son, trying to fuck my... what the fuck, bitch? So, that's 3 points for her. Because you got Jerome, the sex master, my son, and my baby daddy. That's three. All my... Well, I can't think of my son in my trash or nothing, but... You do fuck with my trash. You want to be in my trash. And you mess with my son. What the fuck wrong with you? What the hell?
They want to be you. Want to be in your shoes. For somebody to say, I have sickle cell anemia.
Oh, that's a whole nother lady. Like, that's a whole nother fucking lady, but yeah.
Bitch, you want to be me that bad?
Who wants that? Never felt it. Never felt it. And she really be... First of all, I never even told her the whole story, because if she would have known, the whole reason why I lost my hearing and all that other stuff happened was because I was being just like her, black ass. When I was younger, before I lost my hearing, I was mean. I was real mean. I would break in people's houses. I steal shit. I ain't care about nothing or no fucking body. I thought I was the shit.
Who doing that? Who did that?
Me.
Shit.
Whatever. This was before I lost my hearing. I was a little girl now. Yeah. I was bad. A little badass. I got beat every day. I ran the block. I ain't give a fuck. I was a little short thing. I ain't give a damn. Running shit. Like easy. But, I was always in the hospital, and when I come out the hospital, it was like I never went in the hospital. So, I still hung out with the girls and whatever not. I was still running blocks and things. Well, shit. It was a lady that really liked me. It was a little young girl that really liked me. She was fat. She was fat. And I was just like, well.
Fat like me?
No, as a kid, I'm like, oh, man, she fat, man. That bitch, she better not stay where you don't stay, mom. I was like that. That's how I was. I'm telling you, that's how I was. And she was like, everything she did, she tried very hard to be my friend, and I just refused.
The fat girl?
Mm-hmm. So, it was, you know how school has winter break coming, right? And that one last week of school where we do all the fucking awards and all that shit. Well, I was supposed to been doing lead for a play that we was doing. And I was getting my hair done. And the people at the church, because we all went to the same church, the people at church came to the house and told me the girl wanted me to go to the hospital to see her.
Who, the fat girl?
Mm-hmm.
Who? The fat girl?
Mm-hmm. The girl asked them to come get me so I can go down to the hospital to be with her because she was going through an operation. Remember, I have sickle cell anemia. I always go in the hospital, and when I come out, it look like I ain't never been in there. So she needed me is what, you know, it was the whole thing. I need you. Please help me. I'm scared out my mind.
She probably never been.
Right. But what the fuck am I doing? Oh, that fat bitch, I'm glad she finna get her daggone legs cut off. She needs some of that fat gone. I don't know, my mama popped me upside the head because she was doing my hair for the play. And the people was like, oh my gosh, that's how bad I was. I was really like, don't give a fuck. Fuck you, bitch. The fuck? Me, I ain't going down there. It was one of the coldest nights of the year, okay? It's December. It's cold, cold, cold. And the girl was like, well, a week later, I was in a coma.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear her no more. When I came out of the coma, I didn't even know I had been in a coma. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know what happened. But I spent 6 months in the hospital. And then when I got out of the hospital, I thought everything was going to be the same. I'm still cocky. And I got this hearing aid, big old machine thing they got going on. I got this in my ear. But I'm still gonna explain it to everybody. No big deal. I'm still running shit, you know? That's how I'm figuring. My head is still in there, you know? Man, it ain't what like I thought it was gonna be. Ooh. Oh my God, them people hurt my soul. They made me feel like I was, wow, how I used to make people feel. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I named myself Karma, because a whole bunch of shit, I start realizing a lot of that shit come back to me, man.
Karma, motherfucker.
That's that shit. Oh, I don't know why I like fat people now.
You don't know why what?
I said, I don't know why I like fat people now. But it's not the fact that I like them. It's the fact that I have a compassion for them. Mm. And it's just the fact that I know that I probably, shoot, in my past life, I probably was big. And ended up being, having some situations or whatever might have. I don't know what the situation is, but I had to learn not to be like that. I had to learn to love everybody because no matter what they look like on the outside, we are the same on the inside. We are a spirit. We are not, you know what I'm saying? So that's my situation. You ain't listening to me.
I am, baby. I heard everything you said.
What I said? Nothing.
Now you love fat people.
That's all you heard.
Call my motherfucker. That's why I want you to rub on it. You know, you learn your lesson. Everything, I heard everything you said.
It's not dead.
Hmm?
It's not dead. You know, if you notice that all of my friends are big, do you know that? I don't have no short friends. All my friends big. The only small people I have was Janine and Maria. And the only reason why they small was because they were skinny. But other than that, everybody else was big. Atoria, she big.
The one girl you was at the party with?
True, Portia. She was big. But she just stopped eating everything because her doctor said, if you don't, this is it for you, girlfriend. So she stopped eating. Now she's skinny. She's scary skinny, you know what I mean, if you ask. But, healthy, I guess. Yeah. It's just life. You know? My dad, he used to be skinny, but now he's huge. He's too huge.
Oh, yeah? Right now, he big?
Huh?
Right now, he big?
What?
I said right now?
Right now.
Your dad's big right now?
My dad? Yes, he's huge.
Mm.
Not Mike.
I know, not Mike. Your real father.
My real father is huge. Yes, he is huge. But I know it's because he messed up his knee. And he needed a lot of help. But he retired now, so now it's really bad. Like, I don't know what to do, what I'm supposed to do. You know? Yeah. If you could go back to a year, your favorite year, what year would it be? Out of your lifetime.
2000.
The year. You gotta be a year now.
2000.
2000.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in 2000?
I turned 21.
You turned 21. Oh, shit.
Top of the world, baby.
What happened?
Everything was good. Life was good.
Life was good. Mm-hmm. What happened, nigga? What the fuck is that? I want to go back to 2000.
It was just
but
21.
Life was good, but I can't tell you what the fuck happened.
I mean, at my own house, working a pretty good job. No real responsibility, no kids. Life was just good, you know?
No real responsibilities.
Yep, my son was born to 03. So it was just good. Like, you know, I was in better shape. You know, it was good. Life was good. 21, baby.
2000?
Mm-hmm. What about you?
No.
What about you?
No, we don't want to go with me.
You asked me. I just want to know. You can tell me.
The sad part is my favorite year I want to go with. It had to be 1994,
1996. Did you graduate? 1998. You picking all them years. What about 1 year, nigga?
What the fuck? It was always the even years. It was always the even years.
I have better luck in even years, too. Mm-hmm. Even is always better.
The what?
The even years are good for me, too.
Yeah.
You know?
See? That's a good thing. So 2020 is the even year. Guy, mm-hmm. It's coming. It's happening.
That's right.
Yep. So you got to be happy, man. You got to forget about a whole bunch of stuff. You know that? Mm-hmm. If you don't forget, it can weigh you down. It can weigh you down, down. Right? I need to fill my pipe back up. You're mad at me. I'm a wee head. You already
I'm
know
not
this
mad
shit.
At you.
I don't know what the hell you're doing, because I like to smoke. Shoot. Me, Snoop, and Khalifa. And what's the other wee head?
Snoop Dogg.
I just said him.
Khalifa.
I just said. Really?
I don't know who smoked more than them niggas.
You ain't heard that I just said it.
Don't nobody smoke more than them two niggas.
It is one more boy. It is one more dude. Who's the female? Smoker? Ain't no female smokers. That girl with the mix hill, what her name is? London? Blendon? London?
Mix hill.
London B and Tatiana, Tiana, Taisha, Tyler.
Who the fuck
knows
these bitches? Nice.
I don't know about those people. But you don't ever see it about the women do it, dude. We hate women. We exist, goddamn it. Tootie's a wee head. She's a wee say it. Consariary.
Connoisseur.
What?
A wee connoisseur.
That's her. I'm not. I just like to smoke. That's it. Well, I'm going to go get to my computer fix. I want to see what's on that computer. So, I never told you about your package.
My package? What package?
The package. The rolls. The rolls.
Oh, for my son?
Yeah.
Was it trash?
No. I love them shits.
For real?
I need to find out where you get
come out the leaves?
Them shits smoke so smooth. Like, it takes, like, I don't cough. There's no.
Really?
It's perfect. I think because it's the filter that it has that's in it. And it was a good smooth type of elevation. It took away all the negative stuff that's inside of the weed and only gave you the positive shit. You could be like, oh, and let's not talk about the Rice Krispies. Lord have mercy. I said, okay, you know what? I'm gonna take some. These youngsters today. Okay, so I ate it. I forgot I ate the shit right. Mind you, my dumbass husband came over because he was trying to get Jocelyn. And I had him and Jocelyn sitting in the living room. And it was just like, they just sitting there. Like, no communication or nothing. Just like, they just sitting there on the phone. Mm. I'm just like, it's just sad. So I go down and I sit in the middle of them. And then it hit me. Oh, shit. Oh, y'all. Jocelyn, girl, I love you. I was like, I was done. I felt good as for hell. Real? All of a sudden, I'm like,
how much did you eat?
I'm like,
ate the whole thing?
I ate a little, like a broke a piece off. And now I'm just like, well, oh, I love y'all. Y'all know that? I don't like you, but I love y'all. Don't y'all feel so nice? Don't y'all feel so nice? And Jocelyn like, Mama, what, baby? You know, just the whole thing. She's like, you took your medicine? I'm like, no. Oh. Oh. I was gone, boy. Mm. It was nice, though. It was nice. And now I can't find nobody that does edibles.
That's medical, man. That shit is medical.
Medical?
Somebody with a medical card got that.
You know what? I want it so bad. But then I don't like bills, Chanel. That's my number one thing. I hate bills. That's why I don't want to get me a car. But I know I need a car.
You can get one. You can
but
get
let
one.
Me tell you what happened. I know I talk a lot. But it's been how long since we talked? Exactly. So, okay. Last year, I did an event for this dude called Yampa International, right?
Called what?
Yampa International.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just coming out with his t-shirt brand. But now, he done been to New York. He done been California. So, you know. It glows in the dark.
So, like Tampa, but Yampa.
Yampa and Tampa. Tampa, he's Yampa. All right, so anyway. Everybody buys his shirt. Everybody asking to be a part of... what you call it? He didn't ask me 3 times to help him. He wants me to be like, what's that person that call people up and say, I need him to be here. I need him to be here. I need
promoter?
Him
to be promoter?
He wants me to do that. He didn't ask me 3 times to do it. When he bought me the jacket, he said, I need you to do this, man. So how much is it going to cost me? Let's work out something. And I'm stumped. Like, I just got 2 new plugs, but I'm not going to figure out how to make all this stuff work out. I haven't even got there yet, but you already asking me to promote you. Like, I'm not ready yet. I got to get ready. You know, I don't want to just jump out there and be out there and not know what the... I need to get some research. I need to do some schooling. I need to do some... You're going to have to give me at least till the summer. You know what I'm saying? Or we could just get prepared for back to school. That way, your shirts will be lined up and back to school. Bitches going to be wanting to buy their kids some clothes. If you do a fashion show, you know what I'm saying? That's my, gallbladder had it. Thick gallbladder. But that would be cool because you would be selling it to the little, what you call the kids. My gallbladder is gone.
It's so hard.
It is gone. I had a bag in there and everything. That's the year Kramer left me for some bitch.
Calm down, baby. Calm down. It's okay.
All niggas do their thing.
Calm down.
All niggas do their thing. You do your thing too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Y'all niggas, that's what y'all do. Y'all, it's in y'all nature. Try me and see, don't be Yes, yes. So you have to just remember, you know. Anyway, yeah. No. So, 94 would be my year. I don't know why 94 would be my year, but 94 was probably a sad year at one point in time.
So why would it be your best year?
But I don't know. I can't remember which year is my best year. 92 or 94. I know 92, I moved out to Lakewood Estates. Mm-hmm. 94, I graduated from high school. 93, I met Gary. Why are you always bugging on that nigga?
You thought he was so hard, too.
Why you don't like him?
Because you thought he was so hard.
He what?
Thought he was so hard. Like, he was the toughest nigga on the block.
He was the what?
Tough.
What that mean?
Tough. Like, he was tough.
He wasn't? Mm-mm. He was a punk? Mm-hmm. How you figure?
Don't matter.
I want to see. I want to know by. I want to know how you felt. How, I mean, like, really, you know.
I don't know.
I you said know, he was a tough, but why would you say that? Why would you say that, Chanel?
I don't know that. He just seemed to be like, he looked like he tough, but he not tough. When you talk to the nigga, he ain't about that.
He was a lover. He wasn't really a fighter. I found all kinds of shit out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. His homeboy tried to holler at me. Clarence. You remember Clarence?
Clarence and Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Tall Clarence?
I don't know.
Is he tall?
Everybody's tall than me, remember?
He had a brother named Mike.
I don't remember. Is he dark skinned or light skinned?
Dark skin.
Real dark skinned with cutie dizzy.
You play basketball?
I don't know.
What the fuck do you know then?
I don't know. I don't know if he played basketball or what. He was. I don't think so. I think he came out of nowhere because he had a smushy, bushed head and his face was fucked up a little bit. He was doing. And I didn't know that he had a crush on me because he was like, it's such and such day. I need to walk you home. Why didn't he walk me home? Because he ain't going to walk you home. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be walk home, bitch. I know how to get home. I've been doing this all my life. Yeah. So he walked me home and then it ain't hit me until after I done got home. And I'm on the, what you call it? And I'm on the phone and I'm chilling. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, this nigga like me. Oh Lord, no. That's Gary's friend. I can't fuck with no nigga. He can't be liking me. What the fuck is this? Y'all niggas was crazy back then.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't. You was Schmel. I'm just quiet. I don't think you did anything. Yeah, you was my best friend. I could always go over to your
nothing.
House. I don't even know how we even met. I don't even remember that. How did we even... How did we
in
meet?
In the lunchroom. I just saw you sitting down and... I just came up to you, sat down next to you, started talking.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall
you. But you were sitting by yourself.
I always sit by myself.
And I'm like, she cute. I think she might be a little older than me. Let me see what's going on.
Cute. You're not supposed to say cute.
I mean, you were. You were so little. So cute.
Duh. I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I just remember one day, I think, I don't know how I ended up walking you home. Because you walk you home, you didn't come to my house. I mean, I'm walking you home. After school.
Mm.
I used to go to your house a lot. You was cool, Pete. I'd go to your house and chill out. Mm. No problem. Your mom didn't care. She didn't mind. I was like, yay! A friend! Oh, it's crazy back there. But my homeboys be like, where the fuck you been? Missing in action was not happening. I used to get in trouble. Carlton can go, where the fuck you been at? Everett like, okay, so you disappeared again? You know, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Why was we getting in trouble, though?
Because I'm baby sister Tracy.
But you was in good hands.
Huh?
You was in good hands.
They don't know you.
So why you didn't tell them?
Huh?
Why didn't you tell them?
Did I tell them?
Why didn't you tell them?
Because the way they was acting, I didn't want them to be mean and mad at you. They don't need to be in my business like that. All six of my brothers. Who are they? You know my brothers? Name them. You know my brothers. Come on. You know mom. You don't know my brothers.
I don't remember Everett.
That's all you remember?
He was cool. Ephraim.
You got
Namri.
Everett and Ephraim was my brother. Mm-hmm. Namri was my uncle. Carlton was my crush. Who else was it? That was it.
That's fine.
I stuck around Carlton and Everett mostly. Because Everett found me on Good Friday. When is Good Friday? Neither. But Everett found me on Good Friday. We messed around with my cousin, Matasha. You remember Matasha? The light-skinned chick.
You know how many Tashas I know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Tashas out there.
I know, but... yeah. It's family! Family! Everything is over and there's no more, no more.
No more what, people?
It's already no more people. Everybody else is now. I can prove it if you want it, we can run it because I got enough. Nobody's real. Are they?
Did the world come to an end?
No.
Did the world come to an end?
It is eventually. It has been coming to an end for a couple of years. A couple of centuries. Centuries now. You know, the God's world is bigger than ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that how much? It's 5,000 years equals one day for us.
I thought it was 1,000 years.
I thought it was 5,000.
It's 5,000?
I thought it was 5,000 years. 5,000 years equal a day, equal an actual day for us. So, unless it's 5,000 years equal a year for us, is it 5,000 years equal a year for us? The decade of, what is this called? Electronics. Look it up.
You look it up.
What? Okay. All right. How many years equal human years? I can't even spell human. Human years to God years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so old, I can't even see shit no more. God years. No. No.
What does it say?
It won't say. It says I'm looking for dogs.
Don't worry about it.
I don't need to worry about it. Give me 1 year. I need to know the year. Find a year for me.
It could be 5,000.
G-O-D. It's not going to let me look at it. It used to let me look at it. Now it don't do it. I know what. Let's try this. Safari. Try a different one. Fuck. Google won't let me do shit. And it's wrong. It's in a Bible somewhere, Shamil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you go to church every Sunday?
No, I don't.
You don't go to church every Sunday?
Mm-mm. You go to church every Sunday?
Why don't you go to church every Sunday?
I've been working.
My ass. Why you don't go to church every Sunday?
I've been working, baby.
Really? You don't go to church every Sunday? Mm-hmm. I could swear you go to church every Sunday.
I'll be working now on the weekends.
Well, it says so in the Bible. God is 7,000. God is 5,000. God years. I'm gonna put 3 years. And I can't see. Is 5,000 years. 1,000. There you go. Told you.
How many years?
Hold on. I don't have much glasses.
Let me see.
It says, if in the Bible, God said, like Earth is about 5,000 years of age. Why do the dinosaur fossils date to about 15 million years of age?
15 billion.
That's what I got to do with anything. Anyway, basics is, God years is 5,000 years of age. Let me see. Is that true? Let's back that up. Moving right on to the next one. I really need glasses. Glasses don't need that. If 1,000 years is a day for God, that's what you said.
1,000 years.
Hold on. I'm reading. If 1,000 years is one day for God, does it mean that the world was actually created in 7,000 years and not in 7 days?
That'd be a good question.
What?
That'd be a good question.
It is a good question, but logic is, he was a god. If you smart, you would know that a god obviously is bigger than us humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anything that they do is way shorter than what we do. It'll take us longer. Like the ants probably, it take them what? You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like 15 years would be one day for them. You know what I'm saying? So as gods, and it's 7,000 years or 1,000 years in human years, come on. Really? It was 7 days. It was 7 days in God years. To God, it was 7 days. To us, it was 7,000 years. Right? It makes more sense. People. All right, moving right along. What a day for a certain 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
the God upgrade finding this 21st century. God, I need my glasses. Your God, 2-in-1 biography God. No. There it is. 5,000 years of popular culture. No, that ain't it. Popular culture before printing. No, that's not it. You just talking about the years before, though. Okay, hold on. I got a schedule. I got work to do.
Cause you high, nigga. That's why.
I can't see. What?
Can't see cause you high.
My hair.
You high.
I'm high. Nigga, what? What kind of bullshit is that to say to me? Like, you don't know this? Like, I'm always high, my nigga. This is nothing new. I stay lifted. Sky high. Higher, higher, baby. Let me see. No, I can't see shit. God dang. So I guess that's what happens when you get high. Your eyeballs, you can't see?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Since you know so much.
I don't.
No, but you know that. But why?
Because your pupils are
dilated. Why can you not see if you high? Let's see.
Your motor skills are different.
Your sure. At location is at true essence.
I want you to sit on it.
T-R-E-R, bitch. You.
You hear me?
R-U-E-S-S-E.
You hear me?
N. There I am.
You want to?
Alrighty. And now I have to go down there. No, I don't actually. I just put it in there. Hey! I'm back to 55.
You want to sit on it?
55 followers. I'm following 55 people.
You know me?
Sign off, I'm finna head out because it's been an hour and I have to edit this, so I'll make it another 30 minutes. Guys, it was nice talking to you. We have French mail, homie, from 19, what year was it? We met 1992. So he goes down in the book of homies. With the rest of everybody's. Yep. So, y'all check it out. And I'll holler. Deuces.